Hare Krishna. Today, this morning, I was reading the Leela of Lord Vamandev, Bali Maharaj giving the whole universe to him in charity. Actually, I couldn't put it down. Just read way past my allotted two chapters and read the whole pastime, which is, I think, five chapters or something. And at the end, after Bali Maharaj has been banished or sent to Sutala Loka, after Indra has regained mastery over the heavenly kingdom and the demigods, could go back to heaven, and Lord Vamandev claimed on, he also went back with them, but Lord Vamandev claimed proprietary of the universe on behalf of the demigods. Then Vamandev told Sukracharya, who was against Bali Maharaj gifting away this universe, and in this case, Bali Maharaj disobeyed his guru, his spiritual master, for a higher purpose, which was to surrender to the Lord. Lord Vamadev asked him, all right, whatever irregularities took place, now you do the proper ritualistic activities to correct those. I mean, one of the irregularities was that Bali Maharaj agreed to give three steps of land, but Vamandev took the whole universe with two, and although Bali Maharaj, he said, gave himself or put his, said, you can put your head on my foot, excuse me, put your feet on my head, but Bali Maharaj was already part of the universe. So in one sense, you could say that he twice gave away himself. Once along with the universe, and the other one, when Vamandev said, where should I put my third step? Similarly, the performer of the sacrifice, the Yajaman, disobeyed the instructions of his guru. The sacrifice also wasn't properly completed. So there were these things which you could say are shortcomings because this was a sacrifice that was taking place on the banks of the Narmada River. And so Lord Vamandev told Shukracharya, all right, now you compensate for all of these. And then Shukracharya says this very, very wonderful verse. He says as follows. He says, Mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalarha vashtuta sarvam karotu nischidram anu shankirtanam tava. He says, mantratas. Whatever chidram, chidram means incomplete or mistake or imperfection, shortcoming. Whatever shortcoming is there in the chanting of any mantra, tantratas, and other ritualistic activities, tantra, desha kala, or if something is in the wrong place at the wrong time, vastuta, or there's some imperfection in the vastu, in the substances that have been offered, or they were improperly offered. Sarvam karotu, all these things are nischidram. Just like there's chidram, which is a defect, and nischidram means all these defects are then nullified. Anu sankirtanam tava, when your sankirtan, the sankirtan of your holy names, is going on, is taking place. It's a practice, or it's a principle, excuse me, that Srila Prabhupada repeatedly emphasized that chanting Hare Krishna compensates for so many shortcomings that transpire in our lives as aspiring spiritualists, and there are many. Prabhupada said there are many. You don't even know all the transgressions that you're committing. So when we do deity worship, for instance, when we take prasadam, we don't wash our hands and feet before and after. It's an offense. When there's shortcomings in terms of our other observances, samskaras, and so on, which one should do. And even when we try to do these things, even when we try to do these things like fire sacrifices, or hear this word, vastuta, reminded me of vastu, which has become this principle of vastu, become a very sort of popular thing nowadays, although it was unheard of by devotees, say 20 years ago. Whatever impropriety, shortcoming, well-intentioned is there, or due to ignorance, then all these are nishchidram. They're nullified by anusankirtanattava, by the sankirtan of Krishna's names, by the sankirtan of his glories, by the sankirtan of his service, of his qualities, of his pastimes. And this refers not only to just chanting Hare Krishna, but it also refers to serving the sankirtan movement, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one is following that, or Prabhupada in the translation says constantly chanting, if one is constantly absorbed in that, then because this chanting of Hare Krishna is the supreme spiritual practice, transcendental spiritual practice that rights all subsidiary wrongs. Therefore, devotees who satatam kirtayantam are always engaged in this practice. They can be rest assured that they're not burdened down with having to perform any type of prayaschitta, atonement, subsidiary spiritual activities, or any type of correction in order to ensure their well-being. Everything is taken care of. So it's a wonderful verse, and something well worth keeping in mind. Anusankirtanam tava sarvam karoti nishchidram, everything, whatever shortcoming you have, sarvam, then all of these are corrected by the power of the Supreme Lord, because Krishna can correct everything. And abhinato namanamino, and there's no difference between the Lord Sankirtan and the Lord himself, the Lord's names and the Lord himself. Hare Krishna.